you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Holy smoke, what a nightmare. Well, two nightmares, I guess. In 2 days, no less. And if you're even a casual Houston sports fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Of course you do. Nightmare number one was the Texans blowing that 24-point first quarter lead and then losing by 3 touchdowns to the Chiefs last Sunday. And of course, nightmare number two was the Astros fiascos last Monday. You realize within 24 hours, this city went from NFL playoff contender to just another division round loser. And we went from a potential baseball dynasty to you cheated to win the World Series. And we did it all within 24 hours. I gotta admit, as soon as the Texans hit that big pass play to score the first TD, my mind immediately went back to 93 in the Buffalo Bills. But I told myself to settle down. It was only the first quarter. The game was young. There was a lot of football to be played. But then, when they blocked that punt and returned it for another score, I went full paranoid schizophrenic. I started muttering about parallel universes and too good to be true. But when they scored again, I knew it was all a dream. Am I making sense here, or am I still just delusional from last weekend? So then, when the Texans tried that fake punt and turned it over on downs, I tried to rationalize it. Oh, I like the call, they just didn't execute. But in my heart of hearts, I knew the worm had turned. It was just like when J.J. Watt made that big sack and shifted the momentum in the Buffalo game last week. You could just feel the whole game turn on a dime in that instant, and the Chiefs were off to the races. 7 touchdowns later, I was yelling at the TV, Houston, Texas, where playoff leads go to die. I just couldn't believe it. And you know, Bill O'Brien should be thanking the good Lord in heaven that Major League Baseball chose the Monday after the crash in KC to announce sanctions against the Astros for stealing signs. Because the Texans' failure disappeared from the sports page headlines overnight. Both of them are tragedies. Not to mention the Rockets losing to pitiful Portland. But now, you have to admit, the Texans' meltdown seems kind of like ancient history, doesn't it? I mean, the Texans still have all the pieces in place to make another run next year, but the Astros look like the Titanic right now by comparison. They don't even have a manager anymore. A.J. Hinch, as much as I love A.J. Hinch, and I do love the guy, he may never manage another baseball team again. At least he accepted responsibility for not stopping this whole mess when he knew about it. But Jeff Luno, or Lunow, I never know how to say the guy's name, but I guess we don't have to worry about it much longer, do we? Anyway, he's trying to act like he was completely out of the loop, more like out of reality. So I've lost a lot of respect for him. At least admit you made a mistake. You know, America is a very forgiving country. Look at Bill Clinton. But if you just deny you did anything wrong at all, people will just wash their hands of you. And what about the players? The commissioner's report stated that, other than Alex Cora, the bench coach, the entire scheme was player designed and player executed. So where are the Astros players who came up with this harebrained scheme in the first place? Plus, a lot of them are free agents. How do the Astros sign some of these guys to contracts without a general manager? This whole thing's just an unmitigated nightmare. It's embarrassing. And we'll talk about it some more with my old H&H buddy Fred Olson in the last segment today. But so long as we're on the subject of nightmares, I had a nightmare this last week that I wanted to tell you about, and I think you'll find it funny, or at least interesting. And we could all use a little escapism right now, couldn't we? I've told you before that I was drafted into the Army in 1969. It was during the height of the Vietnam War. And I kind of hate to admit this now, but I was scared to death. I went into the Army as a wet behind the ears 21-year-old. I was right out of college. And I came out 2 years later as a man who could stand on his own two feet, take care of himself. And that should pretty much tell you everything you need to know about my time in the military. It was an extremely educational experience. And I look back on it fondly now, in my old age. Now, that's not to say I want to do it all over again. I most definitely do not. But that's kind of the basis for this entire story. See, ever since I got out of the Army in late 1971, I've had this recurring nightmare about being drafted all over again. In the early years, I had this nightmare about once or twice a month, but as I've gotten older, it's slowed way down. Now I only have it about once or twice a year. And instead of waking up in a cold sweat like I used to, now I just wake up laughing at the absurdity of it all. And it all goes back to what one NCO said to me as I was getting out of the Army in Fort Lewis, Washington, back in 1971. He recited a little speech to me that he probably had to deliver to every soldier who was getting out of the Army, but it obviously made an impression on my subconscious mind that lasted a lifetime. He said something like, "And just for the record, the U.S. government retains the right to recall you into the Army whenever it requires your services. You're off active duty for now, but you can be brought back at any time." I remember being a little shocked by that back then, but I was so happy to be going home, I just shrugged it off and tried not to think about it. But obviously, it weighed on my mind more heavily than I wanted to admit to myself, because that short little speech is almost undoubtedly what inspired all these recurring nightmares over the years. And they're all dreams, so they're usually nonsensical on one level or another, and this was no exception. I was at some kind of outdoor summer camp with our youth group from church, and this woman walked up and informed me that the U.S. government had decided that they did indeed need me back in the Army, and that I'd be heading to basic training that day. Now, basic training is at the heart of this whole nightmare in the first place, because if I'm being honest, that was the only bad part about being in the Army in the first place. Now, it was really bad, but the rest of my time in the Army was relatively easy. So I think the dread I feel in this nightmare is all rooted in the idea of having to endure basic training all over again. You know, screaming drill sergeants, the constant fear of combat in your immediate future. All of that was extremely frightening at the time. And feeling of foreboding is a good way to describe the prospect of having to live that chapter of my life all over again. But to show you how ludicrous this whole situation is, it was a dream after all, I even remember trying to reason with the draft board people. I'm 71 years old. What the heck can I do in the Army at my age? And they just said, "Well, you can do announcements for us." I remember thinking, well, that's what I did the first time I was in the Army, so why do I have to go through basic training again? It was just about that time that I woke up and realized it was all that same old stupid nightmare I've been having for years. So I laughed at my own anxiety and just got up out of bed. It was time to get up anyway. But if I'm being perfectly honest again, I think I just wanted to make sure I didn't go back to sleep and start dreaming about basic training again. As a result, nightmares in the dream world and the real world have kind of been on my mind this past week, and comfort food is a good distraction. So let's turn our attention to today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, sea to sow. By that I mean seafood to pork. I don't know about you, but a good tuna steak or a rack of ribs, that's what I call comfort food. And comfort food goes a long way toward fighting off the despair of losing 24-point leads in the playoff, or losing all hope for a winning baseball season anytime soon, or losing your freedom and being drafted back into the Army again. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm being a little hyperbolic. Okay, I'm being a lot hyperbolic, but you get the idea. Let's talk cooking on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and maybe we can drown our sorrows in gravy or something like that. No, I don't drink gravy. But the thought has crossed my mind once or twice. So it's sea to sow today on the show. Oh, and by the way, if I start to drift off to sleep, would somebody please wake me up before I start dreaming about chipped beef on toast?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
excited to welcome Chef Jimmy Graves to the show. How you doing, Jimmy?
Man, I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. There's quite an extensive and interesting story behind how you got into the food preparation business. So fill us in and start with how you learned to cook at a young age.
You know, I think back, one of my biggest inspirations on cooking was my mother. She was a single parent. She had three kids at home, and she had to work. So one of the things that the kids needed to learn was how to take care of ourselves and help with chores, and I started cooking. You know, I'd cook at home, you know, obviously making my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And just from there, I started experiencing different ways of presenting dishes to my sister. You know, she's a big influence in my life as well. I mean, that's probably my first introduction to cooking.
And at 15, you started washing dishes to earn extra money at a restaurant in Alvin. What was the name of that restaurant?
That restaurant, that's funny because it was a place called Two Flags Cafe.
Oh, I remember that.
And Jeremy and his brother, I forget his brother's name, owned it. It was a seafood house and American buffet as well. And that was my first introduction to the restaurant business. And we had one of the chefs didn't show up, and they kind of threw me in the fire and made me start cooking the buffet. The owners were Asian and I was American, so they said, you've got to know how to cook this food. That was my first introduction to cooking for the public, was at Two Flags Cafe, being thrown into it.
And then somewhere along the way, you got into the catering business. Give us the details of how that occurred.
Well, with the catering, you know, over the years of cooking in restaurants in Chicago, you know, before I started actually managing and running restaurants, there's always work at catering companies. So I would go and I would, you know, I'd farm myself out to different catering companies to make a little extra money. And then just from there, I decided to open my own catering company. It made more sense to me to work for myself as opposed to work for somebody else.
So you had worked in some restaurants before you started the catering company. Which ones?
Oh, man, there's been several, but some of the bigger ones in Chicago I worked at were Twisted Lizard, Sam and Joe's. I've also done some work for a place called Oak Street Bistro. I ran a Northern Italian restaurant called Ufa, and so many more over the years.
And you also used your knowledge as a caterer to develop a secondary career as a catering instructor. Tell us about the classes you taught in Chicago.
In Chicago, I worked for a small school. It was a private school that was called Saucy Savory. And what we did is we taught housewives and different other people how to cook. And we'd have a class of 20 people. The chef instructors would walk through everything that they're cooking. You'd get your recipes that we were doing, of course. We'd have them all written out for each member. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. We did mimosa classes. We've done Bloody Mary classes. We've done omelet classes there. You know, just all kinds of different things. And it was always focused on food items that normally you wouldn't see, you know, like just like a housewife cook at home.
From reading your bio, it's obvious that your faith plays a big role in your career, Jimmy. And we're not at all afraid to talk about spiritual matters here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So tell us about your faith and how it's impacted your culinary career.
Wow. You know, for many, many years, I had run from God, and I didn't realize I was running, but I was. And about 7 years ago, I'd woken up one morning, and I was just tired of being who I was. And, you know, throughout the years, I've known God, I've spoke with God, I've yelled at God. And finally, I remembered that he had said to cast all my troubles on him. And the morning I woke up, I had so many troubles, I finally said, you know what? You've been asking for them, you can have them all. And I think it was more of a dare. Because I'm thinking, he ain't going to take all of this mess.
Of course he will.
And, you know, I've been walking with God for the last 7 years. I do ministry work. I'm a member of the Fellowship Church in Texas City. God has just blessed me in so many ways. He's brought me a wife, a nice home. You know, things that would have never been possible for the way I was living unless I turned my life over to him.
And Jimmy doesn't just talk about his faith, he actually lives it out. He's now started a mission which is designed to give back to the community by offering cooking classes for kids. What's that all about, Jimmy?
when we talked about saucy savory earlier, one of the things about the cooking class, I'd stopped cooking for many years, and when I gave my life over to Christ, I could hear and God speak to me, and he told me I was going to start cooking with kids and helping out in the neighborhood. Kind of amazed me, because that was the last thing on my mind, was cooking again. But when I started to think I was going to bring it to my church, God told me to wait, that he would show me where it was going to go. And about a month later, I was sitting at a Sixth Street business meeting in Texas City for the small businesses, and a lady walked in, and God said, that's who you're bringing your ministry to. Now, this was somebody I'd never met, and I, you know, in my mind thought, I don't even know who she is, God. How can I bring it to her? And I even said in my mind, God, I don't even know if she's a pastor. She turned around. She had the collar on. So I knew God was pointing me in the right direction. The hard part was walking up to her and telling her God's been talking to me and told me I'm bringing a cooking class to her church.
But Jimmy is not only a chef, he also owns a newspaper. It's called the Texas City Lamarck Entertainer. It's really more of an entertainment guide for the two cities, Texas City and Lamarck. Tell us about it, Jimmy.
The Texas City Lamarck Entertainer is a monthly publication. We're in over 100 locations. We're celebrating our 11th month coming up in August. So we've only had 11 issues. My wife and I started it, and I have a partner by the name of James Martin and his wife, Christina. We always have a pastor or somebody that's working in ministry do an article. So we keep the faith in the paper. But the beautiful part is the paper embodies all that's good in Texas City and Lamarck. It's all writings from local, and I call them celebrities because that's what they are. They're local celebrities.
Well, we're really impressed with you and the manner in which you live out your faith, but we don't want time to get away from us here. This week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is titled Sea to Sow. So let's start with shrimp. Give us a good grilled shrimp recipe.
Oh, man. Shrimp is probably one of my favorite foods ever. Well, next to bacon.
Why not combine the two?
Well, that's what I love to do. But, you know, everybody does the shrimp bacon wraps with the cheese. For the summertime, what I like to do is I take the medium shrimp, of course, butterfly them, and I like to layer them with either mango or pineapple.
Wow.
And then wrap that with bacon.
Mmm.
Well, it just gives it a whole summer feeling. I mean, if you get that grilled pineapple flavor with the shrimp, and of course the bacon, it's heaven in your mouth.
Catfish fries are very popular this time of year. What's your favorite fried catfish recipe, Jimmy?
Well, I do the smaller portion. I like more of the bites when I fry them. One is because they're just so much easier to eat. And what I do is I do a beer batter with them. You know, where you take, I would say maybe it's a cup of beer. The alcohol is going to cook out on it. And then taking it with flour, I add fresh garlic, and I add a real easy seasoning to use is that Slap Your Mama.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I bring the grease needs to be at 350 degrees, and you're going to pop it in for about 4 to 5 minutes until crispy.
And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't remind everyone to drop by Boyd's One Stop on your way out to the Texas City Dyke, because Boyd's has everything you need to make your fishing trip a total success, and they're right on the way. They're right there at the base of the Texas City Dyke. I understand you do business with them, right, Jimmy?
Oh, man. Jason and Dave Fremont out there are just incredible people. Anytime I go there, the whole staff is always happy, very pleasant, and I love to deal with them because they're great people, and the seafood is fresh. And I'll let you know, sometimes when I'm not in the mood to cook, I go right next door, and they have their Cajun Express where they cook for me.
This has been Chef Jimmy Graves. How can people get a copy of the newspaper, Jimmy?
Well, you can pick them up at Boyd's. You can pick them up at Food King, Kroger. City Halls in Lamarck and Texas City have them. And they're just scattered around in 100 different locations. The phone number is 409-916-2970. Call me up and I'll make sure you get a copy.
And what's your website?
The website is TexasCityLamarckEntertainer.weebly.com. And then, of course, you can find us on Facebook under Texas City Lamarck Entertainer.
Good luck with your ministry, Jimmy, and let's talk again real soon, okay?
Hey, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, this should be a very compelling segment. Say hello to Chef Travis Lenig. He's the co-owner and executive chef at Field and Tides in the Heights. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Randy?
Doing very well. Field and Tides is an interesting concept restaurant, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. Let's start out by having you tell us where you were born, where you were reared, where you went to school, all that kind of thing.
So I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. I'm a local boy. I grew up in the Memorial area, went to school at Memorial, then I, you know, graduated from there, and I went to Art Institute of Houston for culinary school you know, I'd been working in restaurants for a while and didn't know really what I wanted to do. And when I was working for my buddy Dominic Mandola over at Raging Cajun, he suggested that, you know, maybe you should try culinary school. He's like, you're pretty good at this. So been doing it ever since.
Did you know Frank?
I did know Frank Messina, yes.
what a character.
all those Cajun guys are characters. It's unreal.
Yeah, I love Frank. I'd like to ask our professional chefs, who inspired them to a career in cooking? And I'm always amazed at the answers I get. So who was your mentor in the kitchen?
The person that inspired me to be a chef was my mother. She owned a catering company, and I used to help her out a little bit. And then I kind of got my drive from my father. So those are my two mentors.
So where was your first gig? Walk us through your career journey.
My first gig was at Raging Cajun. Dom was a lot of fun to work with, and crawfish season was a lot of fun. I mean, I worked for them for like 4 or 5 years. Going from there, I went to work for Rainbow Lodge. Worked there for a couple years, then went to Massa Seafood, and then moved to work for Philippe Schmidt at Bistro Moderne. And then I moved to Utah for 3 years to be the executive sous chef for a resort and spa called Sorrel River Ranch. And I was there for 3 years. And then moving back, I came to work for Charles Clark as his executive sous chef at Ibiza. And then went to work for Claire Smith at Shade in the Heights. And then came Liberty Kitchen. Liberty Kitchen was opening. I was living across the street in the Heights from the original Liberty Kitchen at Studemont and 11th. And, you know, when it came time, I just wanted to do my own thing. And now I'm at Field and Tides.
What's the significance of the name Field and Tides?
You know, it's a play on surf and turf.
But it also has to do with the concept of field to table and locally sourced ingredients.
Yeah.
Where do you get some of these locally sourced ingredients?
Some of our produce is coming from my family farm, my wife's family farm. It's called Huckleberry Farms, and it's in Round Top, Texas. And they have a huge garden out there, my in-laws do. And during the seasons, they, you know, they grow tomatoes, they grow all herbs, they grow lettuce, they grow cabbage, you know, root vegetables. We get anything they pull from the ground, they really bring to us. And those go on our plate. So our house salad, for instance, is everything that's been sourced through them. And then we get tomatoes from them. We do a tomato salad that we had on our menu, or not our menu, but it was a special. It was an off the menu item that we had for probably a good 2 months. And then my in-laws went to France recently for 14 days, so I haven't had anything from them in a little bit. So we've just been getting it from local purveyors. Our beef is coming from Friedman, and our venison comes from Broken Arrow. We're just trying to look for the best product that we can. Seafood, we're getting through certain purveyors, but we're getting our fish in whole. We're getting that. We're breaking them down. We're making sure everything is the freshest that it can be.
The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about sharing techniques with our backyard chefs so they can try new things at home. And today's show is titled Sea to Sow. The tides in Field and Tides obviously refers to seafood. So let's start with one of my personal favorites, tuna. Why don't you give us a unique way to flame broil tuna?
We do a Szechuan peppercorn crust on ours. Tuna has just got great, fatty, meaty flavor. Szechuan peppercorn, though, it gives it this zing in it, and it creates this flavor that is just, you don't really get all the time, and it's hard to produce. It's this numbing feeling that the peppercorns give you that I think that is just a part of food, like the interesting part of food, like it makes food fun. Like you're eating something, but you're getting these sensations that make you want more, and you're like, what is that? And I think that's just a simple way that doesn't take away from the fish, but adds a sensation to the actual meal.
And an entree that sounds wonderful that's on your menu is the 6-ounce halibut fillet. Give us the details on how you make that dish.
So we do a little salt and pepper, and we also add, there's our secret ingredient. It's Tony's seasoning. And let me tell you, it is, but it's great. It's something that is simple that people know. So it's seasoned with salt, pepper, Tony's. It's seared in clarified butter and then roasted off in the oven. And then we serve it with herbed quinoa, jumbo lump crab meat, a citrus salad that has rainbow radish and arugula and shaved fennel, and then it's got a lemon butter sauce that goes over the top. So it's a semi-healthy dish as well. You know, minus the butter, but you need a little bit of fat in your life. You know, I believe that butter is a key.
And a large portion of our audience considers themselves carnivores, and we don't want to ignore them. So tell us how you prepare your double-cut pork chops.
This dish reminds me of times I would go to, out the U with my dad, we would go to Houston's, and the double-cut pork chop used to not be on the menu. It was a thing you'd have to ask for. So it brings back that. So what we do is we take our double cup pork chop, which is about a 16-ounce cut, bone in. It hasn't been French, so the meat goes all the way up the bone. I personally like that because I believe there's a lot of flavor in that meat. I don't want people to not have that. So what we do is we season it, salt, pepper, a little bit of Tony's, and then it goes into a vacuum-sealed bag, and we sous vide that. Sous vide just means it's cooked in a water bath, and it's cooked at a constant temperature. So what we can do with that is that we can cook it at a regulated temperature, and typically a double-cut pork chop takes, if I were to start it from beginning to end without doing the sous vide process, it would take roughly 25 to 30 minutes. And in the restaurant scene, people just aren't willing to wait that long. I believe that this creates a lot more flavor. So once it's sous vide and we take it out, we pan sear it, we serve it with Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John is an old Southern dish that has Sea Island peas and Carolina gold rice.
Wow.
And this is as Southern as it gets. I mean, it's just delicious. And then we top it off with a whole grain mustard sauce, our mustard demi-glaze.
Field & Tides also features a very creative full-service bar. So talk about that for a few minutes.
So Monique Hernandez, who used to work with me at Liberty Kitchen, when she was leaving there, I knew that I had to have her. She was the backbone of that bar over there in River Oaks. And when she wanted to leave there, I knew that I had to have her. She's been a good friend of mine. She really does a great job behind the bars. And one of my favorite cocktails that she makes is the Angry Gunsel. And I used to drink it quite a bit. I've slowed down a little bit now. But it is basically, it's her version of a spicy margarita. What she does is she takes tequila and she infuses it with cucumbers, habaneros, jalapenos, Fresno chilies, and she adds fresh lime juice. She adds agave, and she rims the glass with chili pepper sugar. I mean, it's just delicious. It's really, really refreshing. And then at the end, you get this little bit of kick from all the peppers. So it's one of my favorite drinks that she does.
We've been talking to Travis Lenig. He's the co-owner and the executive chef at Field & Tides, located at 705 East 11th Street in the Heights. What's your website, Travis?
Fieldandtides.com.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Travis, and save us some of that red-eye gravy, will you?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
As we mentioned in the first segment of the show today, this has been a tough week to be a Houston sports fan. And there's no bigger Houston sports fan I know than this guy right here. He's my old H&H show partner on the radio, Fred Olson. How you holding up, pal?
Well, I tell you what, it's like a bomb went off.
It really is.
And we're all looking at each other going, what happened?
You know, during the break, I was trying to think back on, well, you and I have been Houston sports fans for decades, pro and college, and I don't think I can recall a single week when so many really bad things seem to happen all at once. Can you?
No, not at all. It's just, I just kept going, you're kidding. Double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's nuts. But, you know, if those things happen, then they need to be addressed.
Yeah, true. And we should take the tragedies in chronological order, I suppose. So first it's the Texans. I don't know. I felt like I was in the Wayback Machine, and we'd all been transported back to 1993. My son just kept saying, How can this be happening to us again?
Only just different teams, same result, just total breakdown. It's just like, wow, you look at that and go, there's total collapse. And what does that come from? Generally, everything starts at the top, in my estimation. Anytime, any corporation, any kind of endeavor, it starts with leadership. And with leadership, then you have to have a plan. And obviously that plan didn't work, and leadership didn't know what else to do. And it just shows some glaring weakness to address for the future. Amen?
Amen. Well, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think some big changes need to be made at the top?
I don't know. Who else are you going to get?
Well,
everybody's picking over the carcasses of other teams now, and they're also bringing up new people. Gosh, I don't know. I do know that against people who run super high-octane offense, we just seem to get blasted, like Lamar Jackson, who also failed. I mean, look at them.
Yep.
I mean, they were the odds-on favorite to go all the way, and they scored 12 points.
Yeah, but if your best card to play is, well, who else are you going to get, then where do we go from here?
Well, I say that they're going to stick with him another year. You know, this is so funny. I see Wade Phillips is gone from the Rams now.
Yep.
And look back in his career as a defensive coordinator, which is pretty brilliant. He's great the first 2 years. By the third year, they go, we've got to figure it out, and then they move on. He goes to a different team and is so successful for like 2 years. He was with us. And the players love him, and then suddenly it just doesn't work anymore. Same with L.A., I think, at least 2 years, maybe a little longer.
Well, ultimately, Andy Reid just bent Romeo Crennel over his lap and spanked his bottom like a naughty schoolboy in the principal's office. And Rack is 73 years old. A lot of the experts are calling for him to retire. What say you?
Well, he didn't have the greatest players to work with. You know, we're okay, but we're not great. And you have to be great this time of year, regardless of how beat up you are and your talent level. You've got to be great. And you don't just limp into things and expect to, you know, limp out.
Well, that's what we did.
Well, you know, they say it's a character builder. What was it Nietzsche said? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So there you go.
Yeah, but it did kill him because he's dead now.
Yeah, that's true. You had to go there and hit me with reality, wouldn't you?
Overall, I think you're right. I get a little weary of all the sports journalists out there who want to rush to be the first one to suggest that they need to have a major overhaul. They didn't win the championship. So I'm not really surprised to hear the cat calls for Bill O'Brien's head. But I'm sorry, you don't fire a head coach who's won his division 3 out of the last 4 years. Let's look at it this way, Fred. That Arkansas hillbilly up I-45 about 250 miles, he would love to have the kind of success the Texans have had the last 4 years. So OB ain't going anywhere. But what do you think the Texans need to do in the offseason?
Wow, that's interesting. Looking at the talent pool we have and the lack of draft picks,
yep.
We have a lot of money, cap space, but Deshaun's going to get a bunch of that, and he should. And re-signing some good players that we've latched onto this year, that like Hyde and Roby, I don't know if Roby is a one-year deal.
All right.
But they're going to spend some money on those people. But whatever's left over, let's get somebody for the offense and somebody for the defense, because there'll be people floating around out there that other teams are in cap space hell, and they're going to have to turn loose with some people. So maybe they'll want to come work for a division winner.
Well, however, Mr. William O'Brien can thank his lucky stars that he coaches in Houston, Texas, because his name disappeared from the sports page headlines the very next day. Major League Baseball announced those sanctions against the Astros, and it was hammer time over at Minute Maid Park. A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow got suspended and then fired within hours of each other. And you know the rest of the story. $5 million fine, lost first and second round draft picks for the next 2 years.
Oof.
My instant reaction was, this could be the Astros' equivalent of SMU's death penalty. What do you think?
Well, you know, think of this Red Sox, too, because Corus went there and they won this last year.
Well, he's under investigation now, too, and so are the Red Sox.
Yeah, so, oh, my goodness. But, you know, if you're doing bad, here's a friend of mine said, how in the world could, even with a camera, would they have time to send a message to the dugout for someone to bang on a trash can so the runner or the batter would know what's coming up next?
A two-way radio or a cell phone is all you need.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, you work with a pitcher that works really fast. Some of them, they don't generally, but I'm just amazed that somebody could do that fast. It's pretty ingenious if they did, but it's also unsportsmanlike. And you know how many people probably do it? Who are suddenly going to lose some camera equipment?
Well, yeah. Now that's true.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Bobby, it's been great having you. Here's a nice payoff. Don't say anything. Bye. You know, I can't imagine just the Astros would do that. Were they the only smart ones to come up with that idea? The only devious ones? I don't think they've been doctoring balls and they've been stealing signals since 1919, I think.
For sure.
So it's just. It's sad. It really is sad.
Yeah, it did. It just made me want to curl up in a ball and cry. Because this city deserves better, Fred. Mm-hmm. We've been here for decades.
Yeah.
Houston fans are among the most loyal people in the country. And stop and think about it. These two disasters that happened back-to-back, 2 days apart, it's going to bring ridicule from every other sports base in America for years to come. Every time the Astros take the field next year, they're going to hear, cheaters, you cheated to win the World Series. It's going to get really bad.
And then the Texans will go, last year in the playoffs.
All we did was blow a 24-point lead.
Yeah, not everybody can do that.
You know, it was so bad, Fred, that I refused to even look at the sports section for a few days. But then I couldn't avoid it on Tuesday because it was on the front page. So I just sat there and stewed. Well, I guess simmered is a better word because we had spaghetti and meat sauce that night for dinner before LSU won the national championship. At least my darling baby daughter who went to LSU was happy about that.
You know, think about this, all you LSU fans. Joe Burrow is truly remarkable, but he has to go to Cincinnati.
Ooh, look what that did for Andy Dalton's career.
Ooh. Andy Dalton, great guy, but just stuck in Cincinnati hell, actually. And that's and Zach Taylor, who's the new OC there, who will look at that and go, wow, this guy's going to be awesome. And as soon as they get him a line and a defense and a running back and all those other things. A.J. Green, 30, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's lost a step yet, but he's getting close.
So we'll see what happens, but fascinating kid. And Clemson, Trevor Lawrence is just an amazing player as well, so. That bodes well for the future. Just we haven't got a chance at any of them for a couple of years. We don't need a quarterback. We need everything else.
Oh, jeez. You're not helping my level of anxiety here at all, Fred.
Well, I'm always a glass half full guy. So if you really get depressed, just call me and we can point to other things in life that are more important. Just they aren't more important today, but they will be.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife and I say this all the time. When something bad happens, I'll look at her and I'll say, if this is the worst thing that happens to me all day, I will have had a good day.
Well, it keeps us on our toes, that's for sure. We never know what to expect. It's never just another sports day in Houston, not from here on out.
Well, we're out of time again. I'm going to go outside to the grill and perfect my slow burn. Low and slow now refers to my attitude about sports. Love to Bev. We'll talk again next week. I'm shell shocked.
Hey, maybe we'll get a good highlight team or something.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up?